Now let me tell you people, the Dorktowns feel so very, very happy and gay. No, we're not homosexual, you know that it is just another matter of saying. We're eating pie with whipped cream and we're gonna do our little groovy dance today. We're saying happy birthday to our fart face cause he just turned 39 today.
This is the Dorktowns podcast, issue 41. You heard Cannibal and the Headhunters, who made name with Land of a Thousand Dances. And this song was called No Ninny No. I was almost finished putting together this issue of the Dorktowns podcast when I suddenly realized that all the stuff I chose to play was aimed to please the people I know are listening. And Peter says I'm too commercial anyway, so I started from scratch and selected about 20 dorky tunes, of which some could easily cost us half of our listeners. So if you're waiting for that stomping rock and roll tune to come along, forget it. And what could better express the contents of this issue than...
The Dorktowns, podcast.
Yes, it's the Dorktowns.com podcast.
The Dorktowns, they'll play some sloppy shit.
And our first sloppy song is an exciting 1963 single by the Letterman called Allentown Jail.
They locked me up, darling, in Allentown Jail. Oh, and no one has come forth to put my bail. Oh, they say at the courthouse I'll never go free, never go free, cause I stole the diamond, a beautiful diamond, to give to thee. Somewhere in Allentown Jail, my heart waits in Allentown Jail.
diamond, a beautiful diamond,
to give to thee. Somewhere in our town jail, my heart waits in our town jail. Somewhere in our town jail, my heart waits in our town jail. Somewhere in our town jail, my heart waits in our town jail.
If you think that was bad, listen to this next piece by Hugo Montenegro. His rendition of Classical Gas, a song that everybody knows the melody to, but not the title. This version must have been recorded about the same time as the score for Once Upon a Time in the West, when you're listening to the overall sound. There's a typical 60s male choir singing, which sounds very dorky, and there's also that typical 60s harpsichord in this song. Listen for yourselves, a lot of listeners will think this sucks, but I love it.
Star, the one you thought was too far above. Every love review introduces you to the face I love. Every love review introduces you to the face I love. Don't think of things like far off files, to blue-green eyes and sunlit smile, and in your hand a wishing star, the one you thought was too far above. Every love review introduces you to the face I love, to the face I love, to the face I love.
Most of the tunes from this week's show is that they are so obscure that I don't know a thing about them. But this will also be a relief for a lot of people. The next tune is called Bond Street PM and it's a Mark Wirtz production. A very productive person whose most famous thingy is probably excerpt from a teenage opera by Keith West, which most people will know better as Grocer Jack. And maybe you know him from this next piece. That's called A Touch of Velvet, A Sting of Brass, which is also performed by Mood Mosaic, like this next piece, Bond Street PM.
Thank you. The playlist for this podcast can be found on www.dorktowns.com.
Last week I played Abraham Martin and John by Dion and promised I would play Tom Clay's version one time or another, and this is that time. This version is coupled with Burt Bacharach's What the World Needs Now in a way that brings tears straight to your eyes. Listen for yourselves, this is pure drama, so tighten up your pants.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Rise and shine, boys!
One, two, three, four! One, two, three, four!
Coming by here. I can see many, many motorcycles coming by now. Police motorcycles. Just heard a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motorcade, trying to follow them. It looks as though they're going to Parkland Hospital.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The Flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Hi, this is Ernie, the door.
Anybody here see my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? He's freed a lot of people, but it seems so good they die young.
Country cold days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
No one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Jordy has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. So, my thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot.
Rafer Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun. His hand is frozen. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb. All right. That's it, Rafer. Get it. Get the gun, Rafer. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty.
Hi, this is Ernie.
That is the way he lived.
And I wanted to tell you...
That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. To be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say, why? I dream things that never were and say, why not?
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Okay, to the people that are still listening... We were rehearsing If I Were a Carpenter and listened to the Four Tops version, and Peter mentioned that Bobby Darin's version is much better, and it is. And Ringo Starr is probably playing those bongos.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind me? Save my love through loneliness, save my love for sorrow. I've given you my onlyness, come and give me your tomorrow. If I work my hands in wood, would you still love me? Answer me, babe, yes I would, I'll put you above me. If I were a miller at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your color box, your soft shoes shining? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
I was talking to Peter about my rant from last week and said he would write me another handwritten letter saying that he brings more on than Louie Louie. You're right, Peter, I forgot you wanted to play Hang on Sloopy also. But he's too late with his letter, so maybe next week. And I got an email from Ernie, who is so digitalized he can't even write with a pen anymore, in which he comes surprisingly clean. Dear WJ, while listening to episode 40 for the third time and hearing the track called Anyway the Wind Blows, I had a deja vu. I did know that tune, and it couldn't have been from our practice sessions. No, I heard it a long, long time ago, but where? Then it suddenly struck me. I played that song in a high school band. Go figure. Bad taste Ernie playing a Zappa tune. How twisted is that? No, not so twisted. So what does that say about me, dear WJ? I'm confused. It is true, however, that the song was forced upon us by the ego-tripping guitarist, and that our little group fell apart shortly after we played that song. Yeah, right. Could that have been the reason I hate Zappa so much? Still, I must admit that I really like the song. And yes, I actually like a Zappa song. While I'm feeling sick, I'll go and listen to Yellow Magic Orchestra now. Ernie. Should I comment on this? No, I don't think so. It's just the beginning of the end.
We have just discovered an important note from space. The Martians plan to throw a dance for all the human race.
Me, 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 me Papa had a sound going through the land. He finally found himself a woman who could understand. But when you've done everything you know how, then you go see Mama, ooh, my, my, Mama, ooh.
You Do is a very nice movie by Tom Hanks about a fictitious 60s pop group called The Wanderers. The title track was written by Fountains of Wayne, who won a contest held by the studio for the most catchy 60s pop tune. Power popper Dwight Twilley was hired to write the song also, but that one got never used.
My heart into a million pieces, like
Bangles started out as sort of a garage band, a bit softcore though. I believe that that is called Paisley Underground or something. Their first hit single was written by Kimberly Rue, member of Katrina and the Waves, and the references to Hey Joe and Liverpool make the 60s feel complete.
I'm good. Berlin. Yes, sir.
Still there? Gladstone Anderson with a lovely instrumental called Leaving Rome. And here's Nikki Lee, the Ten Commandments of Love, also done by Prince Buster.
These are the Ten Commandments of Man, given to woman through the divine inspiration of I, the Nick, with the solid kick.
Commandment 1. Thou shall have no other man but me. Commandment 2. Thou shall not encourage no man to make love to you, neither kiss you, nor caress you, for I'm your man, a very jealous man, and is ready to lay low any other man that may intrude in our love. Commandment 3. Remember to kiss and caress me, honor and obey me in my every whim and fancy, 7 days a week and twice on Sunday. 'Cause at no time will I ever be tired of inviting it. Commandment 4. Honor my name so that every other woman may honor it also. Commandment 5. Thou shalt not provoke me to anger, or my wrath will descend upon you heavily. Commandment 6. Thou shalt not search my pockets at night or annoy me with your hearsays.
commandment 7. Thou shalt not shout my name in the streets if I'm walking with another woman, but wait intelligently until I come home. Then we both can have it out decently. For I'm your man, a funny man, and detest a scandal in public places. Commandment 8. Thou shalt not drink, nor smoke, nor use profane language. For those bad habits I will not stand for. Commandment 9. Thou shalt not give your affection to another's husband, for the world would not hold me guilty for my violent reactions. Commandment 10. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's dress, nor her shoes, nor her peru, nor her bed, nor her hat, nor anything that is hers. Neither shall thou call my attention to anything that may be for sale in any stores, for I will not give thee anything but what you actually need for your purpose. Those are the 10 commandments of man given to woman by me, the Nick with the solid kick.
Ernie put up a phone number where our listeners can leave feedback, but all we get is the occasional obscene phone call like this.
You stole my phone number, you fucking asshole!
So since that is not really working, you can send your much appreciated comments and perverted thoughts to our email address, which is dorktowns@dorktowns.com. And last week we got an email from Jeroen, who writes that if I play Del Shannon, why don't I play Gene Pitney? Well, probably because Del Shannon is God.
Hallelujah.
And Gene Pitney is a fruitcake. But I promise I'll play him soon.
Giorno di festa per la mia città. Aspetta l'idolo che viene qua. Tutta la gente aspetta per la strada quando apparirà. Potrò vedere finalmente anch'io il grande idolo del cuore mio, e di quegli occhi belli mi innamorerò. Ah, eccolo là, la gente incontro gli va e manda baci, 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 baci. Eccolo là, lo vedo solo a metà, che bei sorrisi che fa, e manda baci, 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 va. Eccolo là, oh ma che effetto mi fa, e manda baci, 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 baci. E come sarà la fidanzata che ha, beata adesso le dà tutti quei baci, 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 va. L'ho conosciuto finalmente anch'io, il grande idolo del cuore. Aveva gli occhi stanchi, mezzi chiusi, come chi va in tram. Se devo dir tutta la verità, più da vicino non è poi granché, e dire che in fotografia sembrava un re. Ah, eccolo là, la gente incontro gli va e manda baci, 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 baci. Eccolo là, lo vedo solo a metà, che bei sorrisi che fa, e manda baci, 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 va. Eccolo là, oh ma che effetto mi fa, e manda baci, 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 baci. Come sarà la fidanzata che ha, beata lei se le dà tutti quei baci, 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 va. La 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 la. Sorrisi che fa e manda baci, 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 va.
Construye
tuya, mi dicha y la tuya, baby. Bésame. Sé que ayer me engañé, que ciego y loco fui, porque no vi que tú eras solo para mí. Y hoy que el sol he vuelto a ver, repetiré una y otra vez.
Tune after this multilingual soul fest is Kenny Roberts, Run Like the Devil. Maybe until next time. Bye bye.
I won't hold you down if you wanna go. Though I love you so, I just want you to know, if you don't want me no more, and it's his arms you're looking for. Run like the devil and catch him. Run like the devil, you'll miss him. Run, my baby, before he gets away from you. I might cry to make you stay. If you're not happy no more, and he's got what you're looking for. Run like the devil and catch him. Run like the devil, you'll miss him. Run, my baby, before he gets away from you. Like before, and you promise not to hurt me no more.